for an 8-yard gain. Sets up a third down, 2 yards to go, with less than a minute to play in regulation.
Well, Lamont Morrison quietly has 6 tackles on the game. He's tied for third in tackles leader for Vassar, racking up a lot of tackles in the second half.
Vassar sidelines starting to erupt. Fan base doing the same. Third down, 2 to go. USA in no hurry, comes to the line with 32 seconds left. This will be our last play from regulation. Foley under center. Keeps it for himself, rolling to his right to pass. It is caught in the backfield. And Siebert reverses fields, come to the near sideline. Throws it downfield, trick play to an open Aaron Sines. Catches it at the 44-yard line. And Tyler Humpert is there to hammer him down with 12 seconds left. And we have a flag on the other side of the field.
I'm not sure if that play was legal, Clark.
And they're going to say it was not an illegal procedure against USA, so don't even look at that play with 12 seconds remaining.
I'm not sure there if Siebert was past the line of scrimmage when he reversed field, maybe.
It would have been close. ...36-24, Vassar leading USA. This will be the first loss for USA since week number one. They fell 3 yards short of defeating Sandusky,
who is now undefeated and the GTE champions.
With this victory tonight, Vassar will clinch a playoff spot, first time in 3 years. Past two seasons have finished 5-4. 5 seconds left. They'll come up to the line, and this will do it. Final score from USA. Vassar 36, USA 24. Vassar clinches the playoff spot of the MHSA postseason and at least a share of the Greater Thumb West title in their 8th season in the GTC. Final score from USA, Vassar 36, USA 24. We'll be back in 3 minutes with your postgame show in week number 7 of the regular season.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's mean more than a grade point average. USA schools offer an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community members. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life, and creates a more well-rounded student. October has been designated Principals Month for Michigan and nationally. USA schools would like to thank their principals for all they do, including elementary principal Mr. Craig Finnegar and 6th to 12th principal Mr. Josh Hahn. Find more information on USA schools, go to their website, thinkusa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
Hi, this is Pete Salins, financial consultant at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Regardless of the state of your current financial picture, it's always a good idea to review your investment plan and understand how it relates to your financial goals. It's important to be aware of the options you may have and how they could help your financial well-being. Having the support and knowledge of a financial consultant may improve your chances of having a more secure future for you and your loved ones. I'll guide you through the process and help taking the right steps to best align you with reaching your financial goals. You may even discover new opportunities, better understand the ones you have, and how you can improve them to fit your specific needs.
Contact Pete Salins at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Securities offered through Investments Professionals Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/ switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, the Regantine Lukowski Law Group can help with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Lynn Regantine, Bill Lukowski, or Scott Long today at 810-376-4710. Office is located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville, with a second location at 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial result. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, a registered investment advisor.
Final score from USA, Vassar clinches at least a share of the Greater Thumb West with a 36-24 victory over the USA Patriots. Vassar now moves on to 6-1 on the season, clinches a playoff spot, their first time in three seasons. Vassar poured on 254 yards of offense in that second half after only having 52 in the first 24 minutes. Tyler Humpert had 51 yards off of 10 carries, but Alexander Hurdle, 7 carries for 71 yards and a score. Dave Hansen, let's take you through those scoring plays.
Yeah, the third quarter was all Vassar. Humpert runs it in from 3 yards out. Two-point conversion, no good. Going into the fourth quarter, USA leads by just 2 points. However, that would not last long, as Humpert in for a touchdown again. Two-point conversion was good. This comes after some back-to-back fumbles. Looks like, you know, Vassar going in to score, fumbles on about the 5-yard line. USA recovers, takes it out of that area, then turns around and Macklin Gettle fumbles. So some crazy action there, and then turning around, Alex Hurdle runs in a touchdown late in the fourth quarter to seal the deal. Two-point conversion run, no good, and that would be your final. 36-24, Vassar wins at least a share of the GTW at this point in time.
And Vassar's fumble, of course, was then USA was at the 7-yard line, their own territory, went back and fumbled it at that 42-yard line. And that fumble then set up the score, the go-ahead score for Vassar to make it 30-24 with 10:44 left in that fourth quarter. Then with a minute 56 tacking on that second touchdown to open it wide open and secure the victory. For Vassar, like we said, they were led by Hurdle, 71 yards and one touchdown rushing the ball. They had a total of 122 yards rushing off of 17 plays, 19 attempts passing, 13 completions for 184 yards. And one score, as Humpert actually had two rushing touchdowns as well. Lamont Morrison was 1 for 5 in receiving for 38 yards. Poplinski, 1 for 2 for 9 yards and a score. Amend with 24 yards on one reception, as well as Fabro with 23. And Robbie Atwood, let's go ahead and say it, 9 screen passes on completions of 10 attempts for 90 yards on the night. And, of course, Alex Hurdle with a 71-yard kickoff return for a score to put them on the board for the first time of the night.
Yeah, Robbie Atwood's longest completion was probably in the air about 6 yards. He was catching all the screen passes, and he was the guy that was figuring out the USA zone and would find a spot in there, turn around, and make those short, quick catches that turned into some big gains for him. And they, again, USA was giving them the short pass, but when they weren't in the area to make tackles, they turned them into big gains, and those short passes were what helped Vassar take the lead in the second half.
Vassar ended up with 306 total offense, USA with 280, 51 rushes for 247 yards, 2 for 4 in passing for 33 yards on the night for a total of 280 yards off of 55 plays. Rushing the ball, they were led by Tanner Foley with 13 carries for 98 yards and a score. And then we had Colton Siebert, 9 carries for 68 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. Aaron Sine, 16 carries, 47 yards. Ezra Arnold, 5 carries for 16 yards, came early in the game. Macklin Gettle, 8 carries for 18 yards and 1 fumble. Tanner Foley, 2 for 4 in passing for 33 yards. Both went to Gavin Zimmer in that first half. And penalties for USA, 6 penalties for 40 yards, including 4 false starts, a face mask, and illegal motion on offense for 6 penalties for 40 yards. Throw in the defensive penalties, 3 of those for 20. They had 9 penalties for 16.